Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, just over 2 weeks ago, dead fish were first spotted in the River Blackwater in Cork. And since then, what has emerged is one of the worst fish kills in the history of the state, with potentially tens of thousands of fish impacted. Now, initially, as it awaited test results, Inland Fisheries Ireland said it was possibly a fungal infection alongside low water and high temperature levels, which all could have been a factor. But at a meeting on Friday evening, Inland Fisheries shared some preliminary results that now indicate pollution may well be responsible. Well, Brian O'Connell was reporting on this for us last week, and he has more now. Good morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So some of what happened is just beginning to emerge, but there's so many questions that remain.
Absolutely. What we know now is highly unlikely this was a natural occurring event. What the Inland Fisheries Ireland told anglers on Friday evening at a meeting is that preliminary results show an environmental irritant was a factor. So basically, in other words, Claire, something has got into parts of the Blackwater, into the water. This tallies really with what local anglers have been saying privately since this began. They always felt there was an external source of this enormous event, which has had such a huge impact on fish stocks on the Blackwater. We are going to have to wait for full results, but locals say the preliminary results raise a lot of questions. What is the source? Is there still material getting into the Blackwater? And what impact could it have, not only on fish, but on the whole biodiversity of this stretch of river?
So you wanted to go back and have another closer look, and you did that yesterday.
Well, last week, if you remember, I reported on scores of dead fish still in the water, fish that were dying. You could clearly see them a couple of feet away. So yesterday evening, I got in a kayak and I spent time on the Blackwater just under the bridge in Mallow, just to see firsthand what impact this is having. It's really an enormous expanse of water. You only get a sense of it when you're in the middle of the water, if you like. It meanders its way through Mallow. It goes to Fermoy, onto Youghal, where it enters the sea. It begins its life in Kerry. Now, with me on a kayak was also John Rue, who's chairman of Mallow Trout Anglers.
We're just on the Blackwater here, and we're still looking at the river here in its sad state, that there's no sign of life in it. The only sign of life of us is actually paddling around in the river. We're still unaware, nearly 2 weeks into this, of what the cause of this fish kill was. We're still unknown number-wise, even if fish are still dying to this day.
We're in the middle of the Blackwater here, the Munster Blackwater. The bridge here is on our right-hand side. I mean, it's a beautiful, picturesque expanse of water normally.
Oh, it's beautiful. I was down here myself this morning, just walking my own dog in the field up there. On a beautiful morning like this morning, there was no one around, and there wasn't a sign of a trout jumping. It's, for an angler, it's very disappointing.
So I can see, just staring down the river here, as you said, there is not a sign of a fish jumping, and normally you would see something here.
All you can see there at the moment is a heron just standing. He's not even hunting.
We're 2 weeks on. Have you a better idea at this stage, John, in terms of the scale of this?
2 weeks in, we still have no idea. IFI are giving us calculations of their estimates of how much trout were killed.
So initially IFI had said 1,000 fish. That was revised upwards to 6,000 to 8,000, I think. But I mean, people here locally have been saying since the start, we're talking tens of thousands.
We are. We're talking tens of thousands of fish. You can still see dead fish in or around the water.
We've had some additional detail this weekend, which would suggest an irritant got into the water. Can you explain what that might be, or what is that? Have you any idea what that is?
I've never heard of an irritant in the water. I've never had an irritant do so much damage.
What do we need at this stage, John?
We're looking for help to look after what we have left and try and bring the fish that we do have back into the system.
Tens of thousands of fish, according to John Ruby, could be lost as a result of this. And there's still so many questions to be answered. And you did put some of those questions to the various agencies involved, Brian. And we know it takes time to do the tests and make sure that you're getting the correct answers, just to make sure that the source of this massive fish kill is found.
And I think everyone locally accepts that. I mean, they have to go through a process that has to be scientific and thorough, and that is underway. But I suppose what has been frustrating for some locals is they feel the scale of this really hasn't been appreciated or perhaps acted upon quickly enough. They're concerned as well, given that pollution would seem to be the issue, they're wondering, is material still getting into the water today? Where could it have come from? Someone who's vastly experienced in this area is Dr. Ken Whelan. He's a fisheries and environmental consultant with national and international experience. I spoke to Ken Whelan last night. I asked him what was his assessment of the situation on the Blackwater, and he began, Claire, by setting this event in context.
In my view, it's the biggest and most serious fish kill that I've ever witnessed in all of my career. We're now hearing that this fish spread maybe 30 kilometres downstream. That's understandable because fish will float when they're dead. It would seem that it has affected all of the fish species that are present in the river. And the reason that's important is because of the fact that certain fish are much more tolerant than others. So if you're in a situation where the coarse fish, fish like roach and dace that are in the black water, and most importantly, the eels, if they're dying in addition to the trout and the salmon, well, that's a very clear indication that it's a much more serious situation than would have been the case had it been trout that had died or had it been some salmon that had died.
What we were being told initially about this was that it was a potential fungal infection. That would seem to have changed now.
I think, to be fair to people who do this sort of assessment from a fisheries perspective, generally they would be dealing in the round really with organic pollution. They would not be equipped really to look at chemical pollutants as such. So that's probably a reasonable assumption at the very beginning. But I think it became clear quite quickly, I think, that we might very well be looking at a toxic situation, a toxic event, rather than an event that was caused by an organic pollutant. Again, maybe I'm jumping the gun here because we just don't know at this stage.
We have to wait for results to find out. And if you say toxic, I mean, that suggests chemicals somehow has got into the water and has had a devastating impact.
That'd be my working assumption at the moment. But we do have to wait and see if people can identify what that chemical is, because once that's identified, you then have some idea of the immediate effects, which we're looking at. And most importantly, I think really the medium to longer term effects. So in reality, you have a situation where you're looking at years in terms of recovery.
We're sort of 2 weeks in. There's still a lot of questions. And maybe that's not unusual in a situation like this.
It's not really. We had an analogous situation on the Ballysadare River in the west of Ireland, and the Marine Institute and IFI produced an excellent report. It took about, from memory, 5 or 6 weeks. So we do have to be careful here because it does take time to plate out things and to actually look at it. I think it's actually really important that we get to the bottom of this in time, in a timely fashion, but not to put undue pressure on people who I think are doing a very professional job at trying to get to the bottom of it. I think that's an important, I know it's very frustrating on people, but this has the signs of being complex. And I think we really do need to know what has happened and to make absolutely certain that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what he's saying, that, you know, we need to take time to get the right answers. But he's also suggesting fairly clearly that there's all the signs of a chemical or toxic event here, Brian. And there are calls on foot of all of this for the various stakeholders now to appear before the all committees.
Well, Labour Cork North Central TD Owen Kenny says there needs to be greater urgency, he feels, around the state response to this issue. He was at a briefing last Friday evening, at that briefing along with local anglers, and this is some of what Deputy Owen Kenny told me.
I suppose initial reporting from the Mallow Anglers Club was that there was a serious fish kill, but since then we've seen otters, cormorant birds being found dead on the water, being found in housing estates and the locality of the water, which is something that would never have happened.
There has been some additional information over the weekend.
There has, Brian. Initial information, I suppose, came on Friday when the IFI and Minister Timmy Dooley met with locals here in Mallow, where an irritant was found in the water. To me, that language is extremely vague. And I was taking advice from local anglers who would have been fishing on this black water for upwards of 50 years.
And they felt from the start something had to have caused this that was external, if you like, to what's in the water.
Exactly, and that's the advice that I was going on constantly. And I tend to believe what the local anglers are saying. They're experienced on this water, they know the water, they know the activity levels on the water. And I generally just think, and that's why I now, Brian, have written to the chairpersons of the Oireachtas committees on fisheries, on the environment, because I genuinely believe that the Inland Fisheries Ireland must become before the Oireachtas committees. And even, Brian, I think communication has to be given in terms of how many complaints were made on the Blackwater over the last 12 months. On Friday, a lot of people left that room, including myself, with more questions than answers. An irritant is an extremely vague word in terms of what could possibly have killed almost, according to the anglers, nearly 40,000 fish. And I think now what I want Inland Fisheries Ireland to do is to produce a clear report as to what actually killed the fish or the wildlife on the water. Because we need to know, Brian, whether or not pollution is still entering the water. And it's very evident from being on the Blackwater today, Brian, that the activity levels on the water itself are extremely, extremely bad.
It's very shocking what he's saying about birds being found dead in the housing estates alongside the banks of the river. And he also mentioned there, that was Owen Kenny, the Labour Cork North Central TD. He also mentioned, Brian, the fact that complaints have been made over the last 12 months about pollution. You've been trying to find out more about that.
Yes, I contacted the EPA and Cork County Council and IFI. I suppose these reports would predate the event, so these are separate. But I did think it was worth asking if there have been reported incidents in the past year. EPA has received a total of 11 complaints about possible or alleged pollution of the Blackwater in the past 12 months. 8 of these are concerned with the recent fish kill, which has currently been investigated. But as part of the effort, the EPA assessed a number of other reports, and they looked at whether activities from EPA licensed industrial units might have contributed, but they found no evidence to support this possibility. But in each case, the complaints were investigated by the local authority, and they say appropriate action was taken. Now, in terms of Cork County Council, they say in the past 12 months prior to this fish kill, they had 31 water pollution complaints in relation to 19 individual incidents along the Blackwater catchment area. It would cover a considerable part of the river, which would feed into the Blackwater itself and its tributaries. The incidents included, for example, sewage discharges, oil spills and quarry discharges. All of these incidents, there were site inspections, there were investigations undertaken, and there was follow-up enforcement action where it was needed. Inland Fisheries Ireland say they continue to appeal to people to report issues of concern regarding fish and their habitats. They have a 24-hour number. It's 0818 347424.
Brian, thank you very much. And I know Brian O'Connell will keep a close eye on that story as it develops.